Good afternoon in Audio Boomland. I haven't done one for a little while, so I thought I would do one about a Chinese stroke Oriental restaurant that we went to for lunch today, and very nice it was too. It's called Kalana, which I think is quite an unusual name for a Chinese. It sounds a bit Greek rather than Chinese to me. And they do a buffet, £8.50 for all you can eat. I think it's normally £7.50, but they put an extra pound on for the Christmas buffet. And so you just go and help yourselves. There was five of us plus two guide dogs. Absolutely no problem with letting the dogs in, which was a real relief and really nice. And luckily we had some people to help with the dishing up of the buffet, and there was loads of stuff. You actually had starters and mains, and there were desserts too. And so the starters had some interesting things. They had, well, for one thing, they had cocktail sausages, which you don't normally see in a Chinese restaurant, but I think because it was the Christmas menu, they might have put some little extras in. So there were cocktail sausages, onion rings as well, a couple of different types of chips, sort of small ones and wedges, spare ribs, sesame prawn toasts, satay chicken, lemon chicken, and I think they had like little pork balls in batter. And then you had, I want spare ribs. And then they had like the different sauces separately if you wanted those. So there was lemon sauce, sweet and sour, curry. I think there was barbecue as well. So had a plate full of that. And then you also had like the main part if you wanted. They did different types of curry. I think they did pork curry, chicken curry, beef curry, and I think there was sweet and sour pork, various types of rice, I think chicken fried rice and egg fried rice, and chow mein, and the vermicelli, which is the very thin noodles. So I had quite a few starters, and then I had a little plate of the curry. There was one beef red Thai one, which was quite hot, but it was very nice, and the chicken curry was very nice, and I had some chicken fried rice with it. And then I had dessert, and they had cakes there, fresh fruit, they had mince pies as well, and they also had jelly. So I had a bowl of jelly, and I had a couple of little slices of cake. There was a sort of caramelly, I just can't work out if it was caramel or coffee, but it was quite nice with some gooey buttercream on the top. And there was a chocolate one I had as well. And a mince pie, which I've brought home with me because I might want a snack later on, although at the moment I'm really full. And I just had a small Coke with it. And altogether that came to £10. The food was very nice, actually. The only slight complaint was that it could have been kept a bit hotter because it's in these, can't think of what you describe them as. You know, they're like all in a hot plate, but in these little sort of tin drums with lids on them. I can't think what the word is now. I'm getting old, but it's all there and you just help yourself. And yeah, it was very nice. So it's made a nice change to go somewhere for lunch and just have the buffet. So, oh, and there were Christmas crackers on the tables with horrendous jokes. They, you know, they weren't the best quality crackers, but they were fun anyway. So yeah, that was my lunch for today, which made a nice change. So scoring wise, I'd probably give it about 8 out of 10. Certainly for originality, there was a few unusual things there. I'd say it's probably more Oriental than Chinese. you know, because you had the chicken satay and the sort of red curry, which is more sort of Thai, Indonesian, so more oriental than actual Chinese, but very nice. Okay, that's all from me for the moment. Bye-bye.